You know, I was so struck when we went on a pro-life mission to Russia. I went in 2012 as part of the pregnancy help movement there. We were asked to come as a team to advise and consult with women who are starting pregnancy centers in Russia. And of course, you know, Russia's not much better than China. Abortion is so common that when a woman is consulting with her doctor after the pregnancy is confirmed, what he or she as the physician will say is, yes, you are pregnant. Are we having a baby? Or are we having an abortion? Because abortion is so routine. And it's paid for by the state, and they do very early with a microtube in-office procedures. And so many women have had the procedure, and then they have the spiritual crisis that I experienced that I think is inevitable. It's inevitable that there will be a spiritual reckoning of that abortion at some point in your future if you're a woman who participates in it. And you know what they would say to me? Because they have a different ethos. They would say to me, when they would start to tell me their story, I was a coward. And I would ask them to tell me more about that and to explain. And that was something that they thought should be easily understood, what it means to fail one's moral duty in life. And at the heart of the matter, that was the spiritual crisis for me as well, my cowardice. That yes, I lacked support. Yes, I was in a terrible circumstance. Yes, I felt I had no choice. But in my heart, I knew I was the last line of the defense that God had set up to protect the life of that little one. And when I assented for that life to come to an end, the little one had no hope because of my failure to live up to my moral obligation.